Blog Talk Radio.
Oh, praise the magnificent name of the Lord. What a wonderful day and what a glorious time we're having here on the First Fruits. Now we're going to go back into the service where the revival is taking place and where we're here with the International Ambassador of First Fruits Worldwide Prayer and Praise Convention, the Big Praise, and what a wonderful morning with revival all in the house. Come, let's go back and join into the services. God bless you all.
And I am encouraged by your message.
Thank you, Jesus.
Good morning.
Go ahead,
you
mother.
Hear me?
Yes,
good morning.
Mother Franklin.
This is Mother Franklin from area code 910. And Sister Gina, I really enjoy that message on this morning. It has been very encouraging to me, and I thank you for your prayers. Dr. Johnson, I thank you for your prayers. Mother Johnson, Mother Britt, God bless you, Mother Britt. I just love the Lord, and this morning, too, he has been good to me. He has done great things for me. Whereof I'm glad, yet saved, and I'm yet sanctified, is baptized with the Holy Ghost and with fire, do speak in tongues as the Spirit of the Lord give utterance. God bless you, and I love you, Dr. Johnson. I love you. I thank you for your prayers.
God bless you. We love you, Mother Franklin. Good to hear from you.
Amen.
All right. Is there anyone else before I close it here today?
Good morning to all. Good morning. I tell you, God can send a message your way. I needed to know that God is with me all of the way. Dr. Lacey and Waukegan, Sister Gina, I tell you, I've been praying for you and you've been praying for me. Honor to all of the staff. But God bless you all, and I'm asking you to pray mightily for me. I tell you, God is good. I know he's with me. He's been with me a long time. God bless each of you this morning, and have a wonderful day.
All right. Thank you so much. All right. Anyone else before I close it?
This is Sister Lucille.
God bless you.
This is Sister Lucille. Sister Gina, I really enjoyed the word on this morning. God bless you.
God bless
you. Thank
you. All right. Thank all of you from all over the country. And then I'm sure I'm speaking for the people in Africa and Asia, India, Argentina, Brazil, Haiti, all over in the world, Germany and England. I'm sure they enjoyed the message as well. God bless you. I just want to... We got a few minutes left here. I'm gonna open the line up this morning. Lord, what do you want us to do? Prayer request. The Holy Ghost said, prayer request, and pray for people. If you have a prayer request, the line is open to you. Give it so we can pray on target. Anyone? If not,
good morning again. Yes. Good morning again. This is Mother Franklin, area code 910. I'm asking that the prayer line would pray for my grandson. His name is Tyrell Williams. He got shot about 2 or 3 weeks ago. He was in the hospital, got shot in the lungs. Someone shot him, and he could have been dead. Praise God, but the Lord spared his life. He's out of the hospital now. But my prayer is that he does not retaliate and try to, you know, because he might end up killing this person. So I'm asking the saints to pray. Amen. Thank you again. As I said, Mother Britt have called me and checked with me and checked on my grandson, and Dr. Johnson has called and checked with me, and I know the saints have been praying. Amen. And I hope that this is a turnaround call for my grandson. He's only 20 years old. And they was brought up in the church, in Sunday school, wiped up and everything else. But the enemy is after them. So pray for him, Tyrell Williams, and pray for my other grandchildren, Mark, Kiana, and Terrence. Pray that the Lord will, you know, bring them in before it's too late. Thank you.
Yes, ma'am, we will. I'm going to stop right now and ask Mother Britt to pray for your grandson. I believe the Holy Ghost spoke that to me. And Mother Britt, are you there? If so, would you please pray for Mother Franklin's grandson? Mother Britt?
God bless you. Most holy and everlasting Father. Lord, it's once again we come before you, Lord, in the name of your son Jesus and our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Lord, dear grandson Tyrell, Lord, we know that you's able. There's nothing you can't do. And I ask you to touch him from the crown of his head to the soles of feet. Look down on him right now, Lord. You know what he's going to do. But most of all, save him, Lord, and fill him with your Holy Ghost power. And not only her, but all her grandchildren. Bring them on in, Lord. And remember Mother Franklin, Lord. You know what she's going to do, Lord. She's a mother, and I'm a mother. So we know what it is, Lord, to have our children be out there. Because I know I went through. So, Lord, I'm asking you to look down this morning and bless her, Lord. Oh, God, meet her every need. Lord, look down and touch her.
Oh,
God, I was telling you this morning because you said I'll never leave you and know what I was taking. And we know that you have all power in earth and in heaven. Now go ahead and keep it, Lord, and let her know that thank God that her grandson will be all right because we have faith to believe that God could do a work in his life. God could use him to win other young men and good boys to Christ. And Lord, just use her, Lord. You and be with her and everything she needs, Lord. Meet her every need. We're going to thank her right now, and we're going to give you the praise. We'll give you the honor and all glory unto the Lord Jesus Christ. Thank you, Lord. In the name of Jesus, we pray. Amen.
Thank you. Thank you. Wonderful prayer.
Thank you.
I bless you so much, Mother. And Father, in the name of Jesus, I ask you to remember Mother Britt. Oh, my God, as she travels around this country.
Yes, travels. Lord.
God bless her for being
you.
A blessing to Mother Franklin.
Thank
in
you,
the
Jesus.
Name of Jesus, I pray.
In the name
God,
of
God, I find you. Jesus, you said if I ask you anything in your name, you would do it, that the Father may be glorified. I'm asking you in your name. Thank you for it, in Jesus' name. Amen. God bless all of y'all. Anybody else with a prayer request that you can get it in?
Mother Johnson from Kansas City, 913. I have a prayer request. I've got a grandson, and he's supposed to go before the board in September, 12th of September, I believe. And I'm asking for a special prayer that God will deliver him and bring him from behind the wall. He has two little sons, 6, 7, and 8 now. And I just want God, I just want you to pray that the Lord will deliver him so he can raise them boys. Praise him. You pray.
Thank you, Jesus.
I sense the prayer. God bless.
Certainly will.
His name is Thomas Betts Jr.
Thomas Betts Jr.
And I want you to pray for Thomas Betts Jr.
We'll stop right now, Mother Johnson. Amen. Anyone feel led to take that prayer? I'll take it. If you don't, anyone feel
Father
led
Father God, in the name of Jesus, Lord, we come before you right now, God, on behalf of Thomas Betts, Jr. Lord, you know the circumstances. You know the condition. God, we know that sometimes you place people in a place so that they can hear from you. God, whatever your will is, we're asking you that your will be done on this situation. God, I thank you for giving him time to just go back and meditate and think of the goodness of God, Lord. Lord, we're asking you to let him know that thou art with him in this situation. Look on his mother, look on his family, on his grandmother. In the name of Jesus, God, give them peace. And let them know that you got this situation here. God, those two little boys of his, God, we're asking you to not let them think that that's the way that they should live. But God, let him have a testimony when he come out of there, a testimony that will save some other mother's child, a testimony that will save men around the country, Lord. Oh, God, I'm asking you to let him witness right there in that jail cell. And when he come out, God, give him a new life, God. Give him a chance. Not let this hang over him for the rest of his life. God, we're thanking you for being the lawyer in the courtroom, for being the judge, God. And again, I'm asking you to let your will be done in this situation. Give his mother peace. Peace that passes all understanding. Give his grandmother peace that passes understanding.
know that you are in control. And God, we thank you. 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 In Jesus' name we pray. Thank God. Amen and amen.
Oh, God, we thank you.
Thank you.
Jesus, what a wonderful prayer. God bless you.
Thank you.
Ambassador-elect Gina Hodges, God bless you.
Yes.
All right. I'll take maybe a few more prayer requests. If you have them, this is the time while the anointing is moving.
Yes.
Because the anointing
you
is
have
praying.
Already prayed for the
Dr. Lacey, I have a special request prayer this morning for myself. Hallelujah. For the Hopper family and for the Hinton family. The film is going to be Saturday at 11 o'clock in Chicago at Calvary Baptist Church. We lost Sister Dora Henderson, who is the sister to Brother and Sister Pete. I ask that you all would pray for me because when I got the news after talking to her early Saturday morning that she had gone within 30 minutes, I tell you, I haven't been the same. And I'm asking the Lord to strengthen my heart and strengthen me. Oh, God, just help me to get through this.
All right, God bless you, Dr. Mary Lacey. Someone who would take that prayer request this morning for Dr. Lacey and the Harper family and the Henderson family. All right, the line is open to you. Heavenly Father, oh, in the name of Jesus, yeah, we feel the pain all the way here in Kansas City. Lost her best friend. Oh, thank you for what you've done for her already. And God, you know those families, the Harper family, the Henderson family, they need your help. This was a great woman, Dora Henderson. God, she needs, the family needs your help. And I'm asking you, in the name of Jesus, to look on that family, both aspects of the Lord, every aspect. And God, lift every heavy burden, lighten every load. Oh, God, I know you as the one who can see about people when they've got heavy burdens. I know you as the one who can come to the rescue. I know you as the one who can go with them to the funeral home and help them plan the service. I know you as the one who can get in a limousine and ride along with people. I know you as the one who can get out and help them out of the cars and walk down the aisle with them.
Lord, yes, Lord.
And I know you as the one who can sit with them through the service, comforting and bringing peace. And when everybody else is gone, I know you as the one to be there in the darkest hours, letting them know that thou art with them. God, help them. Help them through the storm and the rain. Look on Dr. Mary Lacey. Lift this burden, Lord. Help her to remember the good times of her best friend. Help her to remember that God used her, how God blessed her. Help her to remember that God is in control. This time could be a great time to touch somebody in the family who would never come to Jesus Christ. But through this loss, their eyes will come open and the cataracts will fall off. They'll be able to see clearly what God is trying to do in their lives. But God, we depend on you to let this work out for the good of those who love the Lord, regardless of how tragic it may seem to be. All things do work out for the good for them who love the Lord, who are called according to his purpose. Now bless, 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 bless. I don't know what you can do. I saw it on television. I saw a doctor, a man, operate and take the heart out of that woman and hold it in his hands and massage the heart. It kept working. And he put it back in her chest and sewed her up. And she was all right. If a man could do that, I'm just thinking, as I saw that, how much more can you do? You can take the heart out without even making an incision. Amen. You can massage the heart. Oh, God. With your tender love. And God, you can soothe the heavy burden. And bless as never before. And then, God, without making an incision, you can put it back in. They won't even have to have any pain. The glory of God will be surrounding it. And the Holy Ghost will be the one that destroys the yoke. Thank you for the anointing touching Dr. Mary Lacey now. Yeah, you're already in the room. I never understood how you could be in so many places at one time. Because we feel you're here, and you're already there. Thank you.
Thank you.
Touch her. Bless her. Help her, Lord. And help the whole, all the families, the Harper family, Henderson family, and so many others up there in that area on this prayer line who need your help, who are facing bereavement because of the loss of Dora. Bless, 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 bless. Help, 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 help,
help.
In the name of Jesus, we pray. We give you praise. Thank God. Amen. Is there anybody else who has a prayer request? This is the time to make. All right, Mother Johnson, go ahead.
Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord again. Thank you, praise God for another day. I'm asking to pray for Mother Frances. They've been put her on dialysis.
Mother who?
Mother Frances from New Life Community Church of Truth. And just continue to pray for my finance. I'm still asking the Lord for $1,200 on my income. And I just ask you all to pray for my family, pray for my church family, Pastor Gina Kirkland. Just pray for the whole world. Pray for our prayer line, our Dr. Johnson. Just thank God for you. Just pray for us all.
All right. God bless you. All right. Does anyone feel that the Lord is leading you to take that prayer request? If so, will you? Anyone?
Father, we just thank you this morning for another day. We thank you for waking us up this morning, closed in our right mind, giving us another day that we have never seen before. We ask that you would bless Mother Frances and all of the mothers that's on this prayer line, Mother Johnson, every mother across this nation. My God, we need you, God. We need your help. And we need your understanding. We need your care. And we need your power to go through this mean, evil, and contrary world. Bless Dr. Johnson. In this whole prayer line, bless Sister Betty on tomorrow. But we ask that you would just help Mother Frances to come through. There's others, Lord. There's others, Lord, that really need you. And we know that you're able to bless the grieving mothers. My God, the children are getting shot, little babies. And we ask that you would open up a way. Bless this prayer line. My God, just look on every leader of this prayer line, everyone that's standing in leadership. Help them today, Lord. Help us today to prove to the world that we can say thank you and get an answer. Bless Sister Gina. Bless all, Lord. All bless Sister Jerry, Lord. You see and you know. In Jesus' name, we ask all of these blessings. Even for Mother Johnson in Indiana, we ask that you would help, Lord. Be there. Be there. Be there for Mother Frances and keep us in your care. In Jesus' name, amen and amen.
Amen and amen. God bless you. Anyone else with a prayer request this morning? The line is open.
Again, calling because of, I'm asking for praying for my nephew. He's in the hospital. They're taking him to the hospital on Friday. He's very, very sick, and his name is George Morrell. Then I'm asking for prayer for my husband's nephew. He died, and they're having a funeral today, and her name is Victoria Britt. They live in Pennsylvania. So I'm asking a question for those two, and thank you so much.
Oh, I'm also asking prayer for Mother Osby. I want you to pray for Mother Osby. She's very ill, and she's in the hospital.
All right.
This is Peterson. I'm requesting prayer for myself.
All right, Sister Peterson. Anyone?
Sister
can anyone
Lucille unspoken?
Request? Who is that now?
Sister Lucille, unspoken.
Okay. All right. Can anyone take those prayer requests and Brother Britt?
Lord, thank you right now. We come to bless your holy name. We come to praise you, Lord Jesus, for all that you have done. And, Lord, we know that if you never do anything else, you've already done what you said you would do. And we're blessing you this morning, Lord God. Hallelujah, hallelujah. We're blessing you for your healing virtue. We're blessing you, oh God, for your mighty touch. We ask right now, oh God, for your forgiveness in Jesus' name. And we pray, oh God, for all unforgiveness in your mighty name. We thank you, we thank you, we thank you. We thank you in the morning. We thank you in the noonday. We thank you when the sun goes down. And we want to praise you, oh God. Hallelujah. We want to praise you for your blessings. Praise you for your miracles. We ask right now that you would bless, oh God. Touch George, oh God, in Jesus' name. Victoria and her family, Lord Jesus, the bereaved of Victoria. Touch, Lord, in Jesus' name. Let salvation reign, oh God, at the homegoing service. In your name, oh God, we pray for souls to be saved, souls to be healed, in Jesus' name. Not praying to the deceased, but to the living. And we honor you, oh God, hallelujah, hallelujah. For your peace on the line, the joy on the line, the anointing on the line. We praise you, oh God, right now for your divine fellowship. Hallelujah. We thank you for your authority taking place. We thank you, Lord Jesus, for declaring righteousness over our lives and helping us, oh God, to walk not by the flesh, but by your spirit. And we pray for Mother Osby, oh God. Bless and touch and heal right now. Look on her, Lord Jesus. Comfort her in that hospital room in Jesus' name. And Lord God, we pray that you dispatch a host of angels in Jesus' name to minister to her, minister to her mind, minister to her heart, minister, oh God, to her will. Heal, heal, heal in your name, Lord God. Bless right now Mother Peterson, Sister Lucille, their families and unspoken requests in Jesus' name. Touch every child, oh God, in your name, every grandchild in Jesus' name. We pray your blessings, your miracles, your healing, your deliverance, oh God, and we declare righteousness over our children, over our family. We pray that their mind be changed. Turn their mind, oh God, from wickedness. Turn their mind from evil. Turn their mind, oh God, from iniquity in Jesus' name. Bless and heal, oh God, we pray. And we pray, oh God, that you would touch their minds and purify them and let them be overcomers, oh God, in your word. Let them be victorious in this walk, in their call, in Jesus' name. And we thank you right now, oh God, for this prayer line, for our leaders and our ambassadors. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Glory to your name.
Amen.
Glory, glory.
Thank you, Lord.
Bless your name. Bless your name. Even for the stern, so God, touch them. Touch them. In Jesus' name. Have your way, your will. Amen.
Father, in the name of Jesus, I promised them that I would pray all over the world, Lord, for their finances. And I know that you're able. I want to thank you, Lord, for what's happening there in Iraq. It looks like tragedy, but it's a blessing in disguise. God, you're doing something there and in other countries to release money around the world.
Yes.
I'm praying that you would touch the finances of people in all of these countries. Look on those who are suffering in Africa. Look on those who are suffering in India.
Yes.
God, all in Argentina and the Gaza Strip, everywhere. God, look on those in Germany and India and Haiti.
Ooh.
All of the people worldwide in England.
Yes.
All of the saints coming in different countries that I'm not even naming, who are having hard trials and tribulations. I know what you can do. You are able to do.
You're able, Lord.
Abundantly above all we can ask or even think. I'm asking you to cut the red tape, Lord.
Yes.
So much red tape.
Thank you, Jesus.
Before people can get their money. God, cut it.
Yes.
In the name of Jesus. Loose the finances.
Name, your name, loose.
In the
loose.
Name of Jesus. God, release the money that's being held up.
Yes.
In the name of Jesus. Release
in
it.
In the name of Jesus.
I'm asking you to do something unusual, Lord. Would you allow the oil of the anointing to be placed on every demon trying to hold up the money? Yeah. Because I know the anointing destroys the yoke. In the name of, oh God, release inheritances. People have been waiting on their inheritance.
Yes.
God, release it in the name of Jesus. Release money owed in Jesus' name. Release pension checks held up. Yeah. You're not asking things. Will I not do them? God, release financial chunks. Shake your chunk tree up in heaven and let chunks fall down here to your people. They need them, Lord, in the name of Jesus. They need that. But God, let, just like you let your angels fight against him up in heaven when there was violence, and the violent take it by force here on this earth, God, in the name of Jesus. Because angels are taken by force. In the name of Jesus, we pray. Release disability checks and governmental checks. Support for the church, God. Release the tithes and release the offerings. Make them much greater in Jesus' name. And even IRS debt dissipated. Let the people be released.